It's to the best of our knowledge. I'm Ann Strandchamps. We're in the midst of the largest vaccine rollout of our lives, a turning point, we hope. Who will get it first? And will it work? It's complicated. Medically, logistically, philosophically.
The only completely effective method
to protect the health of the nation
is vaccination by proper technique with a potent vaccine. Vaccine. Vaccine.
Vitally important to all of us.
Vaccine. So in March, I remember I saw a volunteer receiving a vaccine for COVID. And I thought, man, that is amazing. I want to be a part of that.
Ilan Kadan is a cardiologist at Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles. He was among the first to volunteer for a COVID-19 vaccine trial. Another volunteer is Christina Lombardi. She's an epidemiologist at Cedars-Sinai and also Ilan's wife.
I was a little hesitant at first because I knew that there may be some small amount of risk.
Is it absolutely safe?
And it was all so new and things were moving so fast. By the time the fall came, the numbers started going up again and I started thinking, gosh.
Will there be enough vaccine for large-scale use this summer?
What can I do to advance the vaccine?
A safe and effective vaccine.
They scheduled me for my first visit to come in.
Vaccine.
On my first visit, there were still COVID cases everywhere, every day. It was very prevalent. The staff were nervous. I was nervous. Labs were drawn, 8 vials. It's a fair amount of blood.
Check the skin area carefully.
I'm sitting in the room. They leave me by myself in there. And then they enter with this needle. And I'm thinking to myself, after that syringe is emptied into my muscle in my shoulder, there's no going back.
I gave blood, I had a pregnancy test, I had a nasal swab test for COVID, and I had a brief physical exam.
And they say, turn your head, look at the other wall, because this might hurt.
The site should be fully exposed.
They jab me, they inject me.
Properly performed vaccination should not bleed freely.
You know, I have to make a joke at that moment. Oh, thanks for the placebo, that was nice.
They gave me the shot. It was very easy and straightforward.
The system becomes a battleground between the forces of health and disease.
And then I took a second to kind of breathe and think about it, because there might not be many opportunities in our lives where we can say that is just something that's going to make a difference in the world for millions of people.
This week, we're taking you behind the scenes in the search for immunity to COVID-19. Talking with people who volunteered for vaccine trials and to scientists and reporters who've been tracking it. Among the places in the U.S. hardest hit with COVID-19, Los Angeles is at the top. At Cedars-Sinai Hospital there, Ilan Kadan and Christina Lombardi, a married couple, both doctors, volunteered to take part in 2 separate medical trials for the vaccine. They're friends of producer Shannon Henry Kleiber, and she wanted to know how it went.
One of the first things I thought about when I heard this married couple, cardiologist and epidemiologist, decided to both do separate vaccine trials. You have a 7-year-old daughter, and I thought, did you ever wonder, should one of us do it and not the other? How did being a parent play into this?
I think for me, I wanted to wait and see what Ilan's experience was first in case something did happen. I felt a little scared, you know, what would happen to my daughter if I were sick, if I weren't able to take care of her. We don't have family locally. So that's one of the reasons I decided to wait a little bit and take my time to make the decision.
Yeah, I felt like it was an opportunity to kind of demonstrate role modeling at some level that I'm not afraid. And it's an opportunity for her to see firsthand what I mean when I say I'm going to make a commitment to helping others on a larger scale, on a population level.
You actually think it was the vaccine though, right?
Yes. Within about 2 hours, my arm started to get a little bit sore. And I thought, man, they were just too aggressive with that needle. But the soreness persisted. And we were kind of hanging out outside. It was a beautiful evening in September in Los Angeles. And it was a long week. But I was thinking, man, I just want to sit down here for a little bit. I'm a little bit tired. So that's not a normal response for me. That, in addition to a few other symptoms, I would say, kind of led me to believe that that's not a placebo.
So do you think you're immune now?
Yeah, I feel pretty much 95% confident that I am protected.
How does it change your everyday life?
That's an interesting question. I've thought about it, and I still go to work with the goggles and the N95 mask. I still eat, you know, in a private space with the door closed and nobody else in there. Wash my hands obsessively. So in that respect, I haven't really changed that much. But in some ways, I feel like, you know, I got to the party before everybody else and there's nobody here yet. It is a strange feeling. I have a lot of confidence walking around. I feel like I have antibodies, but nobody's here yet. So I'm excited and eager to share the experience of being immune with the rest of humanity.
Christina, you're two of the first people in the world to potentially receive the vaccine. Do you feel the same way as Alana? Do you feel a little more emboldened?
I don't. I had a different experience than Elon. I didn't have any symptoms after my injection. I didn't have any redness or pain in my arm. That's led me to believe that I probably got the placebo. So I still feel excited to be part of the trial. I know that my data, even if I am in the placebo group, my data will help to show that the vaccine is safe and effective, hopefully for others.
And Elad, you're treating patients with COVID right now. Can you tell us a story maybe of one patient to kind of give us a sense of how these are individuals and not just numbers?
Yes. What have I seen? I've seen just the utter, I don't want to get too graphic, but the utter look of terror on someone's face who's having air hunger, who can't get enough oxygen, and they know that they're running out of time. And they're looking you in the eye and there's little you can do to help. Their lungs are failing them. It's part of maybe what led me to participate in a research trial with unknown information and unknown effect. It's going to be a generational kind of thing, I think, for our generation and the generations that were touched by this.
Yeah. Christina, what are your hopes for the future? What do you want us all to collectively take away from this experience?
I hope that people will see how important the vaccine is for themselves and their families and for the entire society. It's critical for people to take the vaccine so that we can end the pandemic. I'm very hopeful about the future, and I hope that people will take the vaccine.
Elon Kadan is a cardiologist at Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles. His wife, Christina Lombardi, is an epidemiologist there. And they were talking with Shannon Henry Kleiber.